And you're very welcome back to Lifeline. Now I should be joined on the line by Paul Ryan there from Gleeson's Butchers in Artane. Good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Debbie. How are you?
I'm not too bad this morning. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Happy Christmas, yes.
Same to you. I'd say you're mad busy down there. Now, Paul, we're talking to you there from Gleeson's Butchers in Artane Castle. And we're going to talk a little bit about turkeys and maybe a little bit of alternative, I suppose, meats we can have instead of turkey, because we know not everyone is into turkey. But let's just talk or start talking about turkey. If listeners are tuned in today and haven't ordered a turkey, is that still a big thing that you have to order your turkey?
It isn't really, no. We're so big at the moment now that we're able to cope with all the orders that are coming in, and we do carry extra stock for all our shops, you know, so we try and make sure everybody's covered.
Okay.
But it is a good idea to get all your orders in early just to make sure that you're guaranteed to get it, you know.
And should we be looking for to buy an Irish turkey?
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. And all our turkeys are Irish there for that. Our whole turkeys come from Hogan's Turkeys in Kells. We've dealt with them for years.
Right.
And our hams come from Tom Lynch and RD.
So we're guaranteed an Irish turkey if you buy them from yourselves.
Guaranteed, yeah, the whole turkey's Irish.
And just one or two tips about a turkey when you're cooking it, and should you buy a fresh one? Is there a difference between a frozen one and taste? Give the listeners a little bit of what they should be looking for when they're buying the turkey.
Well, just most people come in, they look at the turkey and they're looking for a good high breast on the turkey, nice and white. Also, that it's good and fresh, which we guarantee that all the time. And they can come and pick their turkeys. We have some in the counter. They can pick the turkeys they want, and we can put it by for them near the day.
Mm.
Our turkey crowns there, we have them as well. We put them now in a new cooking bag, which helps them stay a little bit longer, and also it keeps them lovely and moist when you're cooking them.
And you still have, I remember I often buy I always buy my meat up there with yourselves, but the timer in the turkey breast where it pops up when it's cooked, do you still do them?
We do have that.
That's a great idea.
People do ask for that, yeah.
Great.
And we also have a cooking bag, which is very, very good.
Right.
We cook that at 120 degrees. It's a special bag that we've sourced, and it's fantastic for the turkey. It's lovely and moist.
Okay. Brilliant. And what's the difference, really, if people are looking for the best turkey? You know, we hear of bronze turkey or free range turkey. Is there much difference really in the taste?
I don't personally, the bronze are lovely, but I think just the ordinary turkey is just as good, you know. Some people swear by the free range, some people swear by the ordinary. Mm. Some people aren't willing to go that extra bit of money, you know, for the free range. But I find the ordinary turkey is just as good, you know.
Yeah,
it comes from Hogan's there, and we've dealt with them for 20-25 years, you know, and they're top class, you know. They're really very, very good. Beautiful turkey, lovely high breast them as well, which is great for carving.
And is there any tips on not overcooking a turkey? Because we know turkey can be quite dry.
Well, I normally go 20-25 minutes to the pound.
Mm.
Bring the oven up to about 180, 190, and then round cooking time, bring down to about 160. With fan ovens nowadays, they just cook things very, very quickly, so you have to constantly watch them. This is why we find that the cooking bag is great, because you're cooking at a low temperature,
yeah,
and it doesn't burn your turkey doesn't dry out at all.
And what can you suggest, Paul, for people who are just not into turkey, they want something completely different?
Beef, sirloin roast is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have that on special now for Christmas here ourselves. Some people go for steak. I've noticed an awful lot this year that there's an awful lot of fillet steak being sold as an alternative, you know.
Oh, right, okay.
And an awful lot of roasted beef.
Mm.
Now, we'll have some people here, we'll get a goose, which is not too popular, you know, but we do sell about 8 to 10 of them every year. A little bit more popular. I noticed there's 2 more this year than there was last year, so it must be getting a little bit popular. It's a bit more expensive than turkey, but it's very, very tasty. Very tasty now, I have to say.
That contains a lot of fat, doesn't it, goose?
It does, yeah. But I think that's what the flavour is.
That's the taste, yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. And what about, I suppose, if there's people not into really meat, they're just into fish. Do you do fish there as well?
No, we don't.
You don't do fish? Okay,
no,
so we've no fish. If there's any fish lovers,
we can't really help you
with that.
The only thing here would be prawns, you know, they're frozen prawns.
Right. Okay, and what would you suggest how to, when people, I suppose, pick up the turkey on Christmas Eve or maybe even the day before. How should we keep it? Like, I know we have to keep it cold, but is there a certain temperature that has to be kept so it doesn't go off?
Well, it has to be kept below 5 degrees.
Below 5 degrees, right.
Below 5 degrees. As near to 2 to 3 degrees as you can is the best. Our fridge now will be working a lot harder than the customer's fridges, so we do tell them that hold it in, turn up the fridge and put your turkey in there. And then when you're about to cook it, take it out for about an hour, 2 hours just before, just to get it down the temperature. And then into your oven then.
Yeah, true.
Frozen turkey is the same thing. You want to take them out a good bit before that if you're using a frozen turkey, just to make sure that's completely thawed inside. I tell you what's very good at the moment. There's an awful lot of thermometers out there at the moment, and I think they're brilliant. I actually have one myself at home, and they're very, very good.
Okay, so you'd recommend using that make sure that it's kept at the right temperature. And yeah. Years ago, I remember when my dad used to get the whole turkey came home, like he used to dissect it to bits and pluck the feathers and everything. But when he cooked the turkey, it was left overnight, like just not even in the fridge. But you wouldn't, I assume, recommend that now.
No, definitely not. Just houses are so hot now, you know, that's what's wrong. Years ago, they were putting them out into parlours and out into utility rooms and stuff like that. But it's just not the right way to go nowadays, you know.
So what would you suggest?
Normally what I do is just before you're going to cook it, just about 2 hours before you, just take it out of the fridge and just let it sit, just let it rest for a while.
Okay.
And then into your oven.
And once it's cooked, does it have to be kept in the fridge when it's cooled down?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. When it's finished cooking and you've everything served, you can put it back into the fridge. What a lot of people do now is they carve it, finish out the carving, put it into trays and they have it then for the next day. I think it's nicer the next day, actually.
Yeah. But like that as well, we used to just keep it in the oven overnight and then be at the next day, but you wouldn't recommend that.
No. As I say...
Times have changed.
Houses now are very, very... central heat has turned up to the last and the same thing. The turkey's just sitting there and you never know how many hours it's sitting there, you know, and it doesn't get better as it gets warmer.
Okay.
So the fridge is the best place to keep it.
Exactly. So just keep an eye on the temperature. As you said, you have the bags there to cook the turkey properly so it doesn't dry up, because there's nothing worse than a dried up turkey, is there really?
No. Terrible. eating sand.
Yeah. And you have alternatives. You have beef as well if people aren't into turkeys.
Beef, yeah. We have beef, ham. We have chicken there as well. We have spiced beef. We have our own award-winning spiced beef here, which is beautiful. We'll be sampling some at the weekend as well.
Oh, lovely. Tell us a little bit about that.
Beef.
What's that like?
Gorgeous. We won the award for there about 2 or 3 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got silver for it.
That's
absolutely beautiful, that is now.
So you're giving samples out of that the weekend?
Yeah, we are.
Lovely.
We had a sample last weekend and the weekend before, so we'll be doing another bit of sampling this weekend.
Okay. And as you mentioned, there is a goose as well, that though it's not top of the list, but some
not
people are buying goose.
Turkey, no.
What about reindeer? I shouldn't really be saying that, really, should I?
Not a good thing. No, we sell a little bit, but not much now.
Not much, no. Okay, shouldn't really say that.
I think they're afraid to bring Rudolph home to this.
Yeah, really. Forget I said that. We won't mention that, Joe.
Yeah.
But Paul, I suppose you're quite busy up there, and as you said, there is lots of turkey still, and it is probably a good idea if you want to get a particular size to probably order it beforehand.
Yeah.
But are you open now?
Make sure you get it, you know.
You open Christmas Eve?
We're open Christmas Eve, yeah. We're open Christmas Eve till 3 o'clock. So we're not too bad. We're 8 to 7 on the 22nd. We're 8 to 9 on the 23rd. And we're 8 to 3 on the 24th.
Great.
We're closed for 3 days. Thank God.
Let's have a little break. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the butchers itself. I know you've been there a few years now in Arten Castle. Is it family run?
It's family run, yeah. We have 5 shops. We've one in Artane, Balbriggan, we have Roselawn, Blanchardstown and Navan.
Oh, right, okay.
And it's a family-run business. Pat Gleeson is running with Maeve and the father still comes in sometimes.
Oh, right, great.
Absolute gentleman, yeah. So.
And I know you do a lot of us ladies, and I know it's not only ladies, it's a few men as well, go to Slimming World. And you do a lot of the meat up there as well with the 5%.
We do protein packs, yeah.
Which is great.
Lean Slimmers mince, the turkey burgers. Turkey burgers are very, very popular all year round.
And why would someone go for a turkey burger instead of a beef burger?
It's just pure lean.
No fat.
Pure lean, and we do different flavours. We do about 7 different flavours of it. And it's just an alternative, you know. And very, very popular.
Yeah.
Very popular now. And it'll get even more popular in January when people start.
Yeah.
You know, the guilty feeling.
Yeah. They'll be all up to the beginning of January for all your turkey burgers. But turkey mince as well is supposed to be very good.
Yeah, turkey mince as well, yeah. And we do a lean Slimmers mince as well.
So it's all up there for people who are listening and who are wanting to not enjoy their Christmas, but come January when they want to start getting healthy again, you can go up to Gleason's and get your...
We'll have that sorted for them.
Yeah, turkey burgers as well. But it's all up there, Gleason's in Ayrton Castle. And you're giving away a voucher today to a listener.
I am indeed. I tell you what I have. I have a bone and roll turkey and a large home cured ham. It's worth about €60. So
brilliant.
If anybody's interested in that,
I'll give them a question. Not really. We don't do competitions here. We just do giveaways. So whoever puts their names in, we pick a name out and then we let them know who the winner is. But listen, Paul, thanks a million for doing that. And thanks for the tips. And we might have you on in January to talk more about those turkey burgers as well.
No problem.
Okay, listen, Paul, have a great Christmas and thanks a million for that.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Happy Christmas to you. Bye-bye.